you can imagine, I was invited in by a dynamic group of painters, you know, to do some work, photograph something, an area between Cove Hythe, roughly, and Felixstowe. And then I thought, well, what are they going to be doing? I mean, they have license with their paint. You know, they can see a scene, make a note of it, and then go back and interpret it. Whereas I, as a photographer, have to photograph what's in front of me. I mean, I can alter the light and the dark, but, you know, in terms, real terms. So I went out and I thought, well, there's no point me doing pretty, because with great respect, it's been done a lot in Suffolk. There's a lot of paintings of Suffolk, which are lovely, chocolate boxy and beautiful. But I tried to get a harder edge into it and to make people look at what was there. And I started at the top at Cove Hythe, and a day like the weather we're having now, it was beautiful evening. And I went there and the cliffs were just on fire, and it could have been in New Mexico. And I thought to myself, I wonder how many people have seen the cliffs of Cove Hythe look this dramatic. And I'd use a little bit of a trick. I underexposed the film a bit to darken everything. And it, now when it's up on the wall here in the art school, it does look like that. And I'm really, really proud of that. And the nicest thing is Heather Hodgkin has gone and painted a big picture in the style of one of my pictures. So the crossover between photographer and painter is complete. And that's wonderful, you know, for a photographer. Because we are the sort of poor boys of the art world. You know, we're still struggling to get in there and be taken seriously by these daubers. But to see that, to see somebody say, hey, that's a great idea, and then go and paint it much larger scale and interpret it slightly differently. But the colours are mine, the colours are what I saw. And that's wonderful. And that's when I think this exhibition sings, really. That all the corridors and this lovely building, the history of it, and the fact that it should be enjoyed. You could come here and hate the art, but love the building.
How do you feel when you're stood in front of the cliffs and you decide that's the shot? You kind of see it forming in your mind. How do you feel?
Well, what I do is, if I see something that I think, God, that's different, that's slightly surreal. So, and for me, that's the first bit, and I enjoy that for myself. But the great bit is then somebody else enjoys it. You know, so I put them up in two shows ago, when this is the third show, I put them up in the first show, slightly nervously, because I was thinking, I wonder what the painters will think of this. You know, maybe this is trite, maybe it's cheap and, you know, not anything special, but they loved them, you know. And that was really special for me, that the painters took them seriously. And that was very moving for me, to actually take something that I thought was a little bit different, a little bit quirky. Because if you look at them, they're close-ups of the cliffs, and you can see wires, you can see where people have lived in previous lives, you can see holes in it. And my imagination was playing, as it is tonight, is playing, you know, playing along with that and saying, well, I wonder what happened here. In all that, because I'm looking at the layers of rock and sand.
I mean, it's literally layers of history in front of you.
Well, that's what I felt it was. And there's a couple of wires. Were they old telephone wires? In my imagination, they're old telephone wires. There may just have been wires holding the place together. But that's what I tend to do. I like to go and photograph. I mean, what I like to do is put my camera over somebody's wall and take somebody else's accidents and mistakes, things they put together that to me look beautiful. To them are just everyday life. But to me, I suddenly say, wow, that looks fantastic together. It can be a caravan with washing. It can be a great sports car wrapped up because somebody's about to paint it. You know, that sort of thing. And I don't know where that comes from in me, because my traditional stuff is sports and portraits. But my free time, my spare time, if you like, my private work is quirky, surreal. What's going on here? And that's what I love to do. And now I've got 7 or 8 in a exhibition space, and people are going around and stopping in front of them and not moving on straight away, and it's lovely.
And one of the kind of lasting powers of such a kind of engaging landscape shot, I think, is that, so lots of people will have been to different parts of the Suffolk coast, but when you're there, the experience is total, and maybe you don't focus on the individual elements that are around you. It's easy not to, especially if you're with your family. You come and you see a shot like that kind of presented, and next time you're there, that stays with you. You think, well, actually, I'll take a closer look at those layers of history, and you know the kind of
definitely
echo of your image is
well,
is
what's
there
happening here
in
the room
life.
Now is people are saying, is that Cove Hythe? I've been there, and it didn't look like that. So what I've done is already made them look at something differently. They must have walked past that or parked their car nearby and not noticed it. But what it is, I mean, I have you know, altered the lighting because I've underexposed it a little bit in technical terms to make it a little stronger, but it's there all the time. And I think you're right. I think what people do, people don't look across, they look down, they're worried about their parking, they're worried about their kids. But there is so much to enjoy. I mean, I think what we do as photographers and artists is go down on the wet days, the windy days, the days no one's there, and take things and make things and make pictures to show you what it's like on the day that isn't a high day and a high holiday and a summer's day. And but to say, I mean, it's like people saying, well, Suffolk's not very beautiful, it's so flat. But it's not, it is beautiful. You know, we wouldn't all be living here unless it was beautiful. But we see something different in it.